you've got lone wolves, you've got small groups, wannabes, who are willing to go out and commit terrorist acts and even lose their life on behalf of a cause that they've been radicalized to believe in. So it's become much more diverse. Added to that, the technology or the evolution of technology, the ability for them to talk in a more secure manner, to communicate, share information in a secure manner, and you get a sense for the type of problems and challenges that are being faced by the intelligence services in the West, as well as law enforcement. I think they've got their hands more than full with the problems that they're facing.
Go into depth a little bit about those problems. What are they?
I think there's a pretty good understanding, or a very good understanding, how professional terrorist organizations prepare to attack a target. They don't wake up one morning and decide, we're going to hit this facility, let's go hit it. They do their homework. They study it. They'll study it online. They'll study it in person. They'll run surveillance operations against it. They will learn everything they need to know about that target. So when the day of the attack comes, they're very, very effective at what they do because they understand the security. They know how to get around the security. They understand the operations. So they know how to hit that target and do it in a way that's going to create the maximum amount of damage.
And you've discovered that amateur terrorists have adopted some of these principles.
What we have seen is they still are following the practices of the professional organizations. And what I mean by that is they're still doing their homework. They're still running surveillance operations. They're collecting intelligence against the targets. They don't do it as extensively as the professionals do, and they don't do it in as professional a manner as the more professional terrorist organizations do, but they are getting away with it.
Dan Bosch is president of Trapwire. J.J. Green, WTOP News.